Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Creative NewTek Limited, we extend a warm welcome to all participants joining us for the Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. We sincerely appreciate your presence as we discuss this quarter's performance, highlight significant achievements, and share our vision for the future. This conference call may include forward-looking statements that are based on the company's beliefs, assumptions, and expectations as of the date of this call. These statements are not assurances of future results and are subject to risks and uncertainties that remain difficult to foresee. As a gentle reminder, all participant lines will remain in listen-only mode until we open the floor for the question-and-answer session. Please note that this conference is being recorded. If you need any assistance during the call, please press star followed by zero to signal the operator. With that, it is my privilege to hand the call over to Mr. Ketan Patel, Chairman and Managing Director of Creative NewTek Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. It's always inspiring to connect with our investors, partners, and well-wishers who continue to share our belief in the Creative NewTek vision. Joining me on the call are Mr. Abhijit Kanvinde, our CFO, Mr. Vijay Advani, our whole-time director, and SAAA Consultants, our investor relations team. Over the past few quarters, our business model has continued to evolve as we transition from traditional distribution to well-enhanced brand-led growth. Today, Creative NewTek operates through two growth pillars: the brand business and the market entry specialist, giving us sharper focus on profitability, greater control, and a clear path to long-term scalability. In recent months, our Make in India partnerships have strengthened our alignment with the national manufacturing drive and expanded local value creation, improving agility across operations and enhancing our position in high-growth categories. This quarter, we sharpened our focus on surveillance and data center solutions, two pillars shaping the future of connected infrastructure. In surveillance, our partnership with Matrix and Sparsh, two of India's major HQQC-certified brands, along with Honeywell Structured Cabling, reinforce our leadership in building India's smart and secure technology ecosystem. We will continue to deepen our focus in both these areas as they evolve into key engines of long-term growth for Creative NewTek. The road ahead is even more exciting. We are preparing to launch our own brand in India and abroad, extending our global reach while reinforcing our identity as a brand creator. Alongside this, we are evaluating selective brand acquisition and investing further in digital capability and design-driven product development. Each of these initiatives aligns to our larger vision to evolve from being an enabler to becoming a creator of value, a value that strengthens brands, empowers partners, and contributes meaningfully to India's technology-led growth story. As Creative NewTek, we see growth not just as an outcome but as a responsibility to our partners, our people, and to the vision of a stronger, more connected India. Thank you for your trust and support. With that, I will now hand the call over to Mr. Abhijit Kanvinde, who will take you through the financial highlights of the quarter.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. Q2 FY26 has been a quarter of steady progress and focused execution. We did not just grow. We refined, realigned, and strengthened the foundation of our transformation journey. Every quarter, our focus remains on improving quality, driving growth, deepening financial discipline, and ensuring that each strategic step compounds value for our shareholders. We maintain stability across our key business pillars while steadily expanding into higher-value categories. We are also making thoughtful investments in technology, marketing, and partnerships that strengthen both our top-line visibility and bottom-line quality. Above all, we remain confident in what we are building. Our ambition is not just to grow, but to create a next-generation enterprise powered by our brand, guided by purpose, and committed to long-term value creation. I will now take you through the key highlights of our consolidated financial performance, following which we will open the floor for questions. Please note our financials are prepared in accordance with IND-AS guidelines. Looking at consolidated Q2 FY26 results, the company reported a total income of ₹659.59 crores. The quarterly EBITDA stood at ₹26.72 crores and EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 4.05%. The PAT for the quarter is ₹18.95 crores. Looking at consolidated half-yearly results, the company's total income in first half FY26 stood at ₹1056.78 crores. The EBITDA for H1 FY26 stood at 41.84 crores. EBITDA margins for this period stood at 3.96%. The PAT for H1 FY26 is at ₹29.13 crores. This marks a healthy performance across revenue and profitability. Q2 FY26 has been quite strengthening momentum, building quality growth and ensuring every metric reflects the depth of our transformation. While stable margins, improved profitability and strong financial foundation, we are well positioned for the next phase of growth. That concludes with the financial review. Thank you everyone. Now you can ask questions. I declare floor open for question answer session.
Thank you very much. We are now opening the floor for the question and answer session. To ask a question, please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. To exit the queue at any time, you may press star and 2. We encourage participants to use handsets for optimal audio clarity. We'll take a short moment while the question queue is being assembled. The first question comes from the line of Sudhir Bheda from Bheda Family Office. Please go ahead.
Good morning and hearty congratulations to entire creative team for outstanding results.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I have 3 questions. One is, I am very delighted to see that our branded business in H1 is close to around 150 crores. So just wanted to understand the outlook for our branded business, particularly Honeywell, how the things will move forward and what is expected turnover for this current year and next year and what we are doing to expand our geography, product mix. That is the first question. Second, with respect to data center, how we are placed? And the third one is surveillance system, which we have just acquired. What is outlook on that? So these are the 3 questions, sir.
All right. So, Dhirbhai, so thank you so much for being on the call every time. And the question which you asked was about the Honeywell business. And we have achieved close to 150 crores. And you asked what's the outlook for the next 2 quarters. So, as you know, Honeywell, we have 4 categories of business. The first category is air purifier. The second category is accessories, that is electronic essentials. When I say electronic essentials, is basically today our life is surrounded by 4 screens all the time. It could be your mobile screen, your tablet screen, your laptop screen, and your TV screen. And we make great products around these 4 screens. That's our electronic essential business. Then we have home video business. And last is the Honeywell structured cabling business or network king cables business. Honeywell, it looks like that we should be around close to 360, 370 crores at the end of the year, and that's what we have planned to. The current season and the current air purifier offtake, because of the pollution and also because of lifestyle changes. Today it's not just about indoor-outdoor pollution. People really want to build green air. So that category is really picked up for very well. So if this season goes better, we may have some upswing in the air purifier business. We will add overall to the Honeywell total business, which think which will be close to between 365 crores and 370 crores. Honeywell business also, besides the four category, we have close to 40 countries where we can go and sell these products of Honeywell. And we are seeing good traction in all the categories in Middle East and in Southeast Asia. So if that business fires well, then we should be closer to the 390-400 crores mark. But pessimistically, we can say we'll easily cross 365-370 crores for the Honeywell business. Coming to your second question is of data center. As you know that the data center space is booming, and in the Honeywell, we have the structured cabling business, which is mainly the ELV cables, which goes for networking, for which goes for data center products. And we have a huge offering for the passive data center product. We have a fairly good team which is working with consultants, with large system integrators to quote into the data centers. And we are seeing good traction in that space also. And we are also enhancing the product categories for data centers. So we are sowing the seeds now for data center. So for the next 2-3 years, that business becomes a very robust business. Coming to the surveillance part, as you know, the Modi government started the Make in India thing from 2014, and it has fared very well. Out of that, this three categories basically. One is the camera category. Second is your drones as a category. And third is robotics as a category. This category, it is government agnostic. Anywhere in the world, all the countries want these products to be made inside the company with software which is developed indigenous. Cyber security threats are checked upon completely through certification. And surveillance is in India now at a CAGR of almost 17-18% is growing. So in the surveillance space, what we found is there were only 4 to 5 companies which had SQQC. And out of that, two companies, Sparsh and second is Matrix, both are Indian-grown manufacturers with R&D, with decent turnover. For Matrix, it would be around 250 crores last year, and for Sparsh, it could be 400 crores, which they did last year. So with this, both these companies, we have tied up to take their products pan-India in the distribution space and also look after their supply chain. With this also, we are looking in the surveillance space that whether if there is any brand which can be acquired in that space, or there are any other brands which can work in this space. Railway has already floated tender worth almost 24,000 crores plus to put surveillance cameras in all the railway coaches. And similarly, surveillance, the smart city initiative of the government, and then the societies, the other part. And today, in the surveillance, the cameras are no longer just a capturing device. With AI on the backside, they also help us to kind of gather data, process data, and take immediate results. So, in the surveillance space, Software also now plays a major role in the quality of the surveillance and also the action to be taken on that part. So we are building that SBU very, very well, and we think that besides Honeywell, data centers and surveillance can be our growth engine for the coming 4 to 5 years, and they can add subsequent bottom line and top line to the overall balance sheet. And our Honeywell cables also goes into the surveillance category very well. So the same customer, the same SI can take Honeywell, can take the various camera brands which we have tied up. And in our endeavor is that we want to tie up with all the four major HQQC players in India in the surveillance space. So thereby, I hope I have elaborately answered your question, sir.
Yeah, yeah, this is very helpful. And sir, my last question, there is a concern on, you know, high receivables this time. The receivables have increased even in a number of days also. So can you throw some light on it?
This is Abhishek. On the standalone, the receivables have gone up from 208 crores to 440 crores. However, sir, if you see the creditors or trade payables, they have gone up from 118 crores to 284 crores. Okay. So technically, sir, receivables and payables have gone up both, but I would like to elaborate a little bit on our working capital cycle. Right now, last year when we ended the year, our working capital cycle was 51 days, and in a standalone basis, and which has gone up by 258 in the first half of this year. So the number of days have gone up by almost 7 days. Yes, the receivables have gone up, and therefore the number of days for debtors collection period is higher. What has happened is enterprise business nowadays, we need to give a credit of almost 60 to 65 days, and that is the reason our working capital cycle has gone up little bit. So, interestingly, again, on the your data's point, I would like to say that in the month of September, sir, our sale was almost 320 crores. Okay.
That can be the main reason.
If I add GST to that, okay. Sorry, 360 crores. If I add GST to that, it is it becomes almost 424 crores. So, sir, that way the impact is really on the debtors because of the September month.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. This is very helpful.
Yeah.
And thank you for the opportunity and all the best for the future.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure, sir. Pleasure is mine. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Mulesh Savla from Shah and Savla LLP. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my questions. RTS, congratulations Ketan bhai and your team for excellent result.
Thank
sir,
you so
my
much.
First question is on sales mix. As we have seen that our branded sale is also increasing and our own product and other sales are also growing. So what would be the tentative sales mix going forward from here on?
So our endeavor is that in the next, so by 28-29, our endeavor is 50% from our own brand and 50% from market entry business. That is our thought process. And why I say so is, though the profit margin in the market entry business is lower, they give us four distinct advantages. First and foremost advantage is amortize our cost completely. Second advantage is it gives us foot in the door, so the channel knows us because of the product. So in that same channel, we can go and sell our own brands. That's the case. Third, it gives us a lot of visibility. And fourth, it gives us a lot of market intelligence also about what kind of products, what is happening into that market. So we want to continue that business, but in that business also we want to get more and more consumer-facing experiential products. And in that business, since Make in India is becoming very popular, so you understand 5 years back, so 2 years back the government says laptop you cannot import and you have to assemble in India, right? So till 2 years back you could only import laptops as finished products and you were selling. Now there is an opportunity that you can also sell components of laptop in a larger way. Similarly, for drones you could do that. That's the case. So over a period of time in the market and the specialist business, we want to do components to the finished product, and we want to manage the supply chain for the Make in India company and also distribute, because this Make in India companies don't have a large distribution base in India and abroad. So that way, while we are helping them in the component sourcing and we are helping them in distribution, from a technical relationship, it becomes a more of a strategic relationship. So that's why we want to continue that business. On the brand business, why we are confident that it would be 50-50 is that because now still our balance sheet size is not so big, but still we can now afford to have our own brand. You know, already we have Honeywell as our licensed brand, Cyber Power PC as our JV brand. We are in the process of launching our own brand in India and abroad. It should happen in the first quarter of the next year. And probably if we get the right opportunity to either collaborate or acquire a brand, we should go for that. So this brand business over a period of time will start giving 50% of our overall business. You know how the times are. So 6 months here, 6 months there, but that's our thought process that by 2029 we should be 50-50.
That's really very nice to hear. And sir, can you share some ideas on margins of both these businesses?
All right.
EBITDA margin.
Got it.
Yeah, so right now the EBITDA margins for brand business, we are getting it around 15 to 16%. However, you know, we need to spend on a lot of marketing and we need to spend a lot of people. We are we operate in at least 13 countries now, so the manpower about in that, those countries is very expensive. Our strategy is to first have people in place, then we give them the products and then we make the profits. So if we want to open a country, we would start with a country head first. You can imagine the salaries of those people in Asia Pacific or Dubai or Middle East where we are operational. So the synergy, okay, of these expenses would come in next 1 or 2 years, and our EBITDA margins from 15, 16, 17%, we hope to grow it to 21% in brand business. Right now our consolidated EBITDA with distribution business this quarter was 3.96%. okay, we hope that in next couple of years, 1 or 2 years, we will be at PAT, not at EBITDA, but at PAT level of around 4.5 to 5%. That is going to be our endeavor.
Okay, sir. That's good. So basically, right now you are in a growing phase and you are expanding your geographical reach, and therefore some one-time expenses also may be coming up. Is that the understanding right?
Yeah, so Mulesh bhai, it's the right understanding from your side. So as a company, we also decided not to have a lot of capex, and we want to be a very asset-light company. So currently, when we launch newer products or, for example, a newer brand, you have a lot of upfront expense in terms of creating your own design ID, then creating your own dyes, working with design companies to get your product designed, right? This is all expense out in the product. Then second is, once that happens, you go for certifications. So there are at least 20 certifications necessary. Like India has BIS, which costs close to 2 lakh rupees per product. And then if you are going to launch, say, 100 products, 100 into 2 lakh rupees would be the cost. Then there is SQQC, which government has put into the surveillance business. Similarly, you have UL, ETL certification, which are international certification. So like a CB certification cost almost 10 lakh rupees. So all the certifications also are now in place, right? Second to the time, the market, for anybody, for a salesperson to remember my product, to offer it to their customer, or for in Amazon case to gather the reviews, so that when you go on Amazon and look at my products and see my reviews and become happy, and then with the, if the reviews are good, you buy my product. That cycle is also almost 12 months to 14 months cycle overall. So that's the time you are investing, and you are not plowing back the profit. So if you see with a positive bottom line, we have created all this many of products, and over a period of time, this all investments will start paying very well, because these are upfront one-time investments. That's
great, great. So we have expensed out all those expenditure. We have not capitalized or deferred them.
No.
The reason behind it is that it's very difficult to capitalize a mold. Okay.
Correct.
We don't know how many products it will produce. We don't know really if the product bombs. You know, it's possible in a multi-product business. We are into around more than 350 products. So we took this call when we started it, this Honeywell venture, to expenses out all this.
Good, good. So at least the benefit will flow now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes. So for example, Mulesh, just to give an idea, air purifier is a seasonal business, right? And last year we had good traction in air purifier. But this year, whether you should have 20,000 air purifier in your warehouse or 60,000 air purifier in your warehouse, that if the season works well, then it happens, right? So as a company, we take a call that we think the season should go well, and we got 60,000 air purifiers, for example. And looking at what's happening in Delhi and what's happening in Bombay and other places, and overall how the awareness for air quality, what we breathe, is becoming, we are almost replenishing stocks every day on quick commerce, on e-commerce, on shops. And we are seeing a very, very rapid sale there. So if you get a couple of good seasons, then whatever efforts you have done, that gets fructified very fast. So I think as Honeywell business grows, as our sales to manpower ratio stabilizes, and as the customer affinity and stickiness for our product rises, we will see a lot of traction in that space. Plus, you know, all air purifiers has filters in that. So over a period of time, the filter business also should start adding to the bottom line straight. That's what we are seeing currently.
Great, great. So that's good to hear. Thank you so much for answering all my questions in details, and I wish you all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you, Mulesh bhai, for finding time to be on the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Sagar Pulwani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
So I wanted to know, your brand business is 15-16%. So your EBITDA for 1H was 41 CR, right? So can we comfortably say that profit from the EBITDA from brand business was somewhere 20-21 CR?
One second, and this is Abhijit's answer to you.
So,
hello.
Just a minute. I will just re-verify your numbers. What you're saying is, on a consolidated basis, we had an EBITDA of 41.73 crores, correct, in this half, and so you said, and the percentage of EBITDA was 3.98. Now, please, can you ask the question again?
Yeah, so your brand business revenue was 150 CR around, right, for the 1H.
Correct.
And 15-16% is EBITDA. So that should be somewhere at 22.5 CR, right?
Yes.
So brand business contributes almost half the EBITDA, right?
Correct.
Okay, so if you remove the brand business, then your EBITDA margin for the, you know, enterprise business is very low. I mean, it was very low. So
I lost you in the I couldn't hear the your sentence clearly at the end. But let you want to know where you will end. So
on the EBITDA,
sir, on the EBITDA level. So sir. We have estimated roughly our PAT level we have estimated and that's likely to be at between 62 to 63 crores, you know, by the year end. Okay. And
your enterprise
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Sagar, but your voice is breaking in between. Can you please go to a better network area?
Hello, am I audible now?
So it's still breaking.
Sagar, you are slightly better audible now.
Hello, yes. Now it's better?
Much better.
Hello. Yeah. So I was saying that, if you remove the brand business, and if you take the enterprise business revenue and that and their EBITDA, right, the margin is extremely like in 0.2530%, right?
What margin are you referring to, Sagar?
EBITDA margin.
EBITDA margin is 3.98. Okay.
For consolidated, right? But for enterprise.
Enterprise. We have distribution margin and EBITDA margin.
Brand business margin, if you remove, then what is the EBITDA for this? That's the question.
We can say that our, if you remove, 20 crores, 20 crores, say half, 41 divided by 2 is 20 crores on, say, 899 crores.
Right.
So my EBITDA margin is 0.2%. On the run right now, it works like that. However, please appreciate that, you know, this is the middle of the year thing, okay, and on standalone basis, if you see my EBITDA margin, okay, let's not remove add the consolidated number. On standalone basis, my EBITDA margin for the half year is 2.58.
So, sir, this EBITDA margin in the distribution business will stay the same, or you know, it can increase in the future.
It can increase. It depends on the product mix. Okay, and there are two components to the distribution business. One is an enterprise business, and one is the channel business. All right. So, overall gross margins. I'm talking about gross margins now. The overall channel business gross margins are in the range of 6 to 7%, and enterprise business are in the range of 2.5% to 2.5%. So the blended gross margin for this half year was 3.88, and the EBITDA for this half year was 2.58 on a distribution business. Yeah,
Sagar.
Right.
You have to really look at the market entry or the distribution business. You have to just look at the return on capital employed, because that's a fairly risk-free business where your risk of inventory, risk of obsolescence is not there. Plus, that business also helps you to amortize the cost for all the other businesses. So, actually, that's the backbone on which you can build other business profitably. So our case is on the, if we could be around 20 to 22% on return on capital employed, then it's a good business for us. That's the metrics currently we follow. What happens in this business is sometimes you may have a higher turnover, and that's why the EBITDA would look less, but the absolute money which you would put in the bank would be much higher. So that's how we are looking at it. Having said that, we are 100% cognizant of the fact that it is a good business but not a great sustainable business if the margins are lesser. So that's why the whole surveillance data center thing, and then the whole component supply to finished product supply chain, and that will in, if you see in the next 6-7 months, you will see a much different balance sheet and metrics for the market entry business also. That's what we would see.
Also, Sagar, our business is seasonal, you know. So, third quarter is better than the second quarter. So, that's how it works. And the major two quarters are second and third. Okay. So, our metrics would change in coming quarter.
On top of this, so your brand business, how much comes from India and how much comes from, you know, other nation?
All right. So, for example, in the first half, if you see the Honeywell business, overall it is close to
148 crores. Yeah.
And in that 148 crores,
65
is India, and 82 is outside India.
Okay, great.
And because for Honeywell, the season for our accessories is not a seasonal business, but the air purifier and the audio business is third quarter, this quarter.
Right, because 3Q is expected to be strong, right, for air purifier. So, on top of this...
For audio also, it's a bit stronger because that's the time gifting happens, and also the air quality matters, so a lot of people buy.
Okay, understood. So, sir, you know, the competition is increasing in India. I mean, there are a lot of now air purifier companies. So,
correct.
How you are preparing for that, and, you know, how you are challenging... Have you facing any challenge in that segment and...
Okay. Nice question, Sagar. So, first of all, the category creators always get rewarded 10 times more than anybody who has not created the category. Second, this business of consumer requires a lot of online presence, a lot of reviews online, a lot of influencers who talk about that product. And this can't be built in a 2 month, 3 month, 6 month cycle. It requires a larger term to build in it. So we have that advantage in the air purifier space special. Second, in India, we look at the market from pollution, internal, outdoor point of view. But what we have found that countries which have absolutely good quality of air, like Singapore, countries like US, has a much larger market than India. For example, Indian air purifier market roughly is around 2,000 crores, while US air purifier market is roughly around 24,000 crores. Amazon itself sells almost 33-34%, that is approximately 8,000 crores of air purifier in US alone. And the moment you start launching your products in this kind of countries, and I'll just caution you, we don't have the Honeywell air purifier license to sell in US, and that's why we want to have our own brand with which we can go to the US with that space. So that is also a kind of which will help to build that space. Second, also as I told you, that you should have secure contracts with all retailers also for your this. And air purifier as a category, a retailer will not have space for more than 3 brands. So if you are the defender brand and your products are already there, then the new brands will take certain amount of pressure to get into that space. So I think that's the way we are defending. And of course, later if you can add humidifiers, dehumidifiers, oxygenators, better design in your product, then that could also be a differentiator.
Great. And sir, last thing, I mean, so this data center team, so are you supplying any accessories to data centers? And, you know, what are your thoughts on increasing that business going forward? And your plans for this segment, if you have any.
So currently, Honeywell has 4 categories, as I mentioned, and one of the category is the structured cabling business, and the structured cabling business is also where this all fiber optic cables, your Cat6, Cat5 copper cables, your LIUs, this all goes into building the data centers. That's the space. And currently, as you know, the market for data center is growing at a 16% CAGR, and all states, because of the data localization effort, everybody wants to have their data within the country, within the state. That's the push from the government. So data center business is going to expand, and there are leaders in the data center space, which are into this passive structured cabling. And there are entrants like us also with the brand name like Honeywell, which are in this space, which will get a lot of opportunity, because nobody, one company can, or two company or three company can meet that demand. That's the space. Only the sales cycle is slightly higher. You speak to consultants, you go to large system integrators like CMS, L&T, and then you get your product empaneled and come back. So that's the activity we started approximately 9 months back. And today, if you see, we have very good client in that space, in the data center space. So you require to also have certain pre-qualifications, right? Certain proof of concept, certain POCs done that the system integrators can truly take your product. So that's also happened very well for us. So I think in the coming time, data center business for us will grow very well.
Okay. And sir, on CCTV cameras, you know, a lot of new players have IPO themselves in the market, and they have got really good response, and the growth is good. So if I'm not wrong, then you're the distributor of Matrix, but do you have any plans of taking the license of, you know, some brand and increase the margin there? Because I believe there your margins would be lower, right?
So there are three things. First, you should know the channel, right? The target audience, that's the first part. Then you should have the right kind of product which goes into that same target audience, right? And then you can build it upon by having your own brand or having a license in a certain case of brand. That's the case. So what we did was that our structured cabling products of Honeywell also goes into surveillance industry. And we have a large base of customers there. Now we're tying up with Sparsh and Matrix. Both are SQQC certified, both kind of cater to the enterprise and also cater to the SOHO consumers. So these products can go very well into that space. Sparsh also goes a bit into city surveillance, that's the part. So if we have to take a license or we have to do some kind of acquisition or JV, we would look at a brand which is at the top level with the perimeter security, airport security, which could be used in ITMS, so intelligent transport management systems and that. So that's where we will look at. So you have a bouquet of entry level to high-end camera, that's the thing. But for the camera thing to happen, STQC is the biggest hurdle, and then you have to have your sourcing right. Nothing can be Chinese product. You should have your coding software made in India. Your PCB designing should be made in India. And then when you get STQC certified. So we are looking at some company of that kind. If we can get, we will definitely partner with them or do a JV or do a brand licensing with them.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much, sir, for your answers. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sonia Keshwani from Coheron Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I had a couple of questions. Firstly, on the own brand that we are planning to launch in FY27, which product category are we targeting and how are we planning to differentiate ourselves?
Yeah, your voice is slightly echoing. So, Sonia Keshwani, I heard, and which wealth is your company?
So, I'm coming from Coheron Wealth. One second.
Monica, her voice is breaking, it's echoing for us.
Yes, sir, just give me a second. Ms. Sonia has left the call, so we'll move on to the next participant, which is Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, am I audible?
Yes, Maitri, you are audible. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. So I'm a bit new to the business, so I just want to ask a few basic questions. Firstly, on the own brand side, so currently we are just working with Honeywell. Is that correct? That's the main business from the brand business?
Two brands, one is Honeywell and one is Cyber Power PC in the brand business. Honeywell is a licensed brand and Cyber Power PC is a JV brand. When I say JV is that Cyber Power also is equity holder in the JV and the brand until the JV is there resides into that, so we don't pay any licenses there and they also give us technology transfer. While in Honeywell's case, they look at the quality of the products, they look at the factories where we manufacture the product, they look at the specification, but then everything is on to you to develop and market the products.
Okay. And on the Honeywell, the licenses to exclusively distribute only in India or do we have other countries that we have these rights?
So we have whole of Southeast Asia, South Asia, Middle East and Africa. So it would be close to 40 countries, almost.
Any other brand? So the Sparsh and Matrix that we've added, that is also going to be added to our brand business, or will that be?
No, that is currently the market entry business. And what can happen is that you build your through so at a very low capex and at a low, very low cost, you can build the surveillance business much better with this Indian brands. And then you could have your own license or you could help these brands to go to Southeast Asia, South Asia, Middle East, Africa, because these brands are originating out of India. over a few years, they will also have ambition to go to at least Middle East Africa, because supply chain, everything works very well for Middle East and Africa from the Indian context. So that's where that would be the trajectory with our relationship to that brand.
So possibly we'll be moving from moving them from market entry to the brand business in like a couple of years. Is that what we are signifying?
Yes, kind of.
Okay. And on the own brand that we're supposed to launch, any timelines on when this brand will be launched or when are we going to acquire it?
We are planning to launch it in the first quarter of February 26. There's no acquisition because it's our own brand, so we will conceptualize the name and then launch it, have the trademark register across various countries, get the products, get the design IDs, manufacture the products, get the certification and go ahead. All this process takes around 8 to 9 months, and we are saying that we want to launch it in the first quarter of 26. So we are at a very advanced stage in launching of the brand.
Okay, and these products are in which categories? They are related to the surveillance market, data center?
Initially, we will start with the consumer category which sells on Amazon, because we want to be online first in the countries where we are not present. So we will start with the consumer category first, and then probably...
Which includes what products, if you could possibly mention?
Similar to what we have in Honeywell, but because we don't have the license of Honeywell in that category, it makes sense to have our own brand in that category.
And how many countries do we have, like have we acquired the licenses for our own brand?
So our brand is, then you don't require a license, you can just go to countries. So initially we want to learn, so we would have India and one country. Two countries we would start with. For the 6 months we will look how the trajectory goes, because we don't want any stress on the balance sheet. We want to launch the brand very frugally, and we don't want to take any risk where we have any loss on the balance sheet. So we will cautiously approach. We'll do two countries first. India is our playground, so we know it very well, so we will have it in India and one more country abroad. And once we learn from there, then we'll take it forward. In this, there's a lot of support from the Amazon global team. There's a lot of support from our manufacturers, so that's the space.
So this will primarily be through the Amazon, not through the distribution channel that we already have built for like the license brand.
Every country works in a very different way. India has 8 to 10% online and still 80-90% is offline. Of course, quick commerce is eating into online, offline both. That's the space. When you go to Middle East has only modern retail or large format retail and 2% online. That's the case. So, and when you go to Indonesia, they sell through TikTok, that's live commerce. So every country has a very different go-to-market strategy. Also, it depends upon your distributor strength and which market they can take you. So that's where we are currently.
Also, on the market entry side, you mentioned that you want to start with component sourcing as well, as well as like finished products. So do we have any brands in here who are like ready to source their components with us? Have you onboarded any of them?
Started that. We already started with surveillance companies and drone companies. We already started that. So we created a separate team, because when you want to do components, it is a lot of technical knowledge you should have. Which component will go where, what's the variation, what's the duty cycle, everything. So we are building a team on that space, and we are working closely with smaller brands so that we can understand this space very well.
And you mentioned that you want to take the VAT margins to 4.5% to 5%. So this is on the entire business level, or just in the market entry side?
entire business level, the endeavor is that another 3 years from now, we should be close to 4.5% to 5% as that.
Okay, and for this year, we are targeting 60 crores of PAT for FY26. Is that correct?
Yes, it looks like we will end up there or slightly better.
End up there or slightly better. And our brand business with the addition of our own brand, where do you see in like just a year it's scaling up? So we have the target for 50-50 by FY29, but just a year from now, where do you see that scaling up? Because we will have our own brand as well.
Just from now.
Hmm?
FY29 is 2 years from now, I'm saying. Not a year from now, 2 years from now.
Yeah, I'm asking where do we see it a year from now?
Okay. So it also depends upon how the category grows and how is the receptiveness of that, right? While you are doing that, you could also have an opportunity to either have another license. So for example,
are
a renowned company comes to you for license, you would take the license in the consumer space. So it's a very evolving thing, and at a time you work on, say, six initiatives and at least one can materialize. That's the principle. So that's what we are doing currently. So it is not something.
Do we have any brand in the pipeline that we are planning to have the license for, exclusive license for?
Averagely, if you see Maitri, you will always have conversations on different sides. You will have conversation on licensing side, you will have conversation on acquiring a brand side, so that the team constantly does that, right? What will fit? Mm-hmm. Then the cultural fit should happen, then the balance sheet should support, then we can go forward. That's the case. So in business, you will do a lot of take a lot of initiatives, and then whichever materializes and which works with your playbook, you will go ahead with that. So usually we have a lot of conversation. Let's see how it goes.
Okay, and sorry to ask you one last question. This India Plus One, are we expecting the country to be in Asia, or maybe we're targeting the U.S.?
Go to a country. We want to go to either Europe or ideally Europe or US. That would be the case.
Europe or US. Okay. That is it from my side. Thank you so much.
Maitri, I'll also suggest you get in touch with our IR. Jill is there and Sa is the company's name. They will be able to explain you the company very well. Yeah, if you're interested.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the call.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sonia Keshwani from Coheron Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi. Sorry, I got disconnected earlier. Am I audible now?
Very well.
Yes.
Loud and clear, ma'am.
Yeah. So most of my questions have been answered. I just had one last question on the contract renewal that was supposed to happen with Honeywell. What is the progress, if you could share?
So currently the contract with Honeywell is up till 2017 end. Honeywell, they are now getting split into three companies. 2027 end. And Honeywell itself is, as a conglomerate, they had split initially into two companies. Now they want to again split into three companies, which should get over by the first quarter of 2026. Then we will come to know about which company we are part of, and then it will go further. So currently up till end of 2027, we don't have any issue.
Got it. And any discussions that we are having
is not clear. Go ahead, please.
Is this better?
No. It was much better.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Miss Sonia, can you please speak through a handset if possible?
Yeah. Is this better?
Yes. Yes, Sonia.
So I wanted to understand even I believe the splitting of the companies is
fine, but are we in any early discussions with respect to increasing the number of countries that we will be servicing or any products that we are planning to add with Honeywell?
So with Honeywell, we already have 42 countries and the range of categories of products. Now as they will, so for example, air purifier they used to do. And when they decided they didn't want to do, they went to their existing licenses and asked about it. So tomorrow, for example, Honeywell decides it doesn't want to do a particular category, then that may come to you. Or, for example, we think that we want to get into certain categories, we could go to Honeywell and ask for the same. So Honeywell has a separate trademark licensee team. That team decides, and it is Honeywell Inc. in the U.S.
Right. Okay, sir. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. With that was our final question. I now request Mr. Ketan Patel, Chairman and Managing Director of Creative Network Limited, to address us with the closing thoughts.
Yeah. Thank you everyone for joining our Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. We continue to focus on innovation, operational excellence, and sustainable value creation for all stakeholders. In case of any further queries, you may reach out to SAAA Consultants. Thank you for being part of our journey ahead. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
On behalf of the entire team at Creative New Tech Limited, thank you for being with us today. We truly value your time and engagement. The conference has now concluded and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.